And now we have a foul as Canario is dribbling basically right in front of the USA bench, about 25 feet from the hoop. Tried to go for the reach-in, and it's against number 15, Hayden Ewald, his second. USA's fifth team foul. Max will get it on the side of the far side of the radio, right in front of the USA bench. 2:57 to play in the second. USA 26, Bad Axe 16. Flannery dribbles to his right wing into the right corner to Labor. Jake Beachy on defense. Tanner Krug kicks it up to Flannery for three from the top of the key. No good, still loose ball. And Tyler Labor picks it up. Over to number 12, Matt Kramer for the jump shot just inside the free throw line, in and out, and rebound Dan Rick of USA. Slows it down, top of the key, 2.5 to play before halftime. Near the corner to Ewald, back out to Rick. Over to number 11, Zach Kramer. Rick, right wing. Over to Kramer for three from the left wing. This one's short, still loose ball, picked up by Tanner Krug of Bad Axe. Over to number 12, Matt Kramer. Over to the left, and it's nearly out of bounds. Still loose ball, and last touch by number 11, Zach Kramer, out of bounds. Bad Axe ball. We have a couple substitutions for USA and one for Bad Axe as well. Number 33, Brandon Messing, comes in for Tyler Labor. As number 15, Ewald, and 11, Zach Kramer, sit down for USA. Ballard's back in there. Number 40, Seth Yangler. Beachy, Dan Rick, and number 5, Nick DeSimilar. The shot from number 12, Kramer, goes no good. The loose ball goes out of bounds. Bad Axe ball into the own hoop. A minute 54 left in the second quarter. 26-16, the score still stands. 10 points between the teams, with USA leading. Matt Kramer kicks it into Brandon Messing for three from the right wing. This is off the mark big time. And rebound USA in transition. It's 2-on-4. They slow it down. Jake Beachy travels as he brings in the ball. Tips two too many steps before dribbling. And Bad Axe gets the ball back.
USA and their back defense is really bringing it out. If you notice, they're almost like a trap. And how you can counteract that is a couple things. You know, a little pass fake and also put a man underneath the zone. Right now we got a 30-second timeout called by Bad Axe Coach Quinn. Maybe he's going to talk about that.
It's 26-16, a minute 39 left in the second quarter. John, further explain what you're saying there for Bad Axe.
Well, you got to distort the zone. And how do you do that if you're bringing a zone out to pressure a half-court offense? Notice that the back part of the baseline is wide open. If you put a man down there, the zone has to respect it, and they have to go ahead and sag back down. If they don't, all you have to do is feed that player, and he gets uncontested layups.
About 99 seconds before halftime, it was 18-5 after the first quarter. Bad Axe scoring 11 points in the second quarter. USA scoring 7. We haven't had a single basket or a single point in 2.5 minutes. Order Flannery into the corner. 2 Will Sutton goes down the baseline, takes one dribble, faces into Krug. Nearly loses it. Back out to Sutton, left corner, dribbles down the baseline, passes it to Messing. Cross court now to the right elbow. 2 Matt Kramer goes into the lane, gets fouled on his way up. Do they say 2 shots? Yes, indeed. Matt Kramer basically found threaded a needle between Brendan Ballard and another USA player and just chucked up the ball. And he's getting 2 shots in doing so.
That is one heck of a deal. Look at his body, I'll tell you. I don't know how he did it.
That's the 16th foul on USA. And the second on Jake Beachy.
Matt Kramer misses the first one.
And the second one, trying to cut this lead down to a single digit. It currently stands at 10. There's the second one. It's now a 9-point deficit for the Hatches, trailing the Patriots 26-17. Minute 18 left in the second quarter. Dan Rick, left wing, drills all the way down the baseline and back out. Picks it back up to the similar. And now Dan Rick drives down the lane into Ballard. A loose ball, still down there, and still loose, all the way out of bounds. Last touch by number 12, Matt Kramer for Bad Axe. And USA will get the ball nearly down at the baseline on the side. 1:02 left in the second quarter, 26-17.
That looked like a loose football drill.
Dan Rick, the dissimilar, back to Rick. Maddox trying to bring the pressure on every single player here. Jake Beachy on the left wing. Back to the top, just similar. Jake Beachy down to the baseline is the Rick for the 16-footer, and it's good for two. The first basket for USA in quite some time comes from Dan Rick. 28-17, 11-point game. Maddox, Will Sutton, right corner. Starts to dribble down the baseline, picks it up. Feeds it into Krug from the right elbow for the jump shot, and this one's good. Tanner Krug with 7 points in the second quarter alone. 28-19, 9-point lead for USA, and Messing for Maddox intercepts the pass right underneath their own hoop. And here comes Maddox down into the right corner. And he steps out of bounds. Number 12, Matt Kramer, off some pressure from Jake Peachy. And USA ball. So a pair of turnovers, one for each team, gives the ball back to USA. 9.1 seconds left before the half. In the second quarter, 28-19, USA by 9. Dan Rick dribbles down over to Ballard, down underneath the basket by himself, and Seth Gangler. And there is the end of the first half. Seth Gangler puts an exclamation point at the end of the second quarter, and it's now USA 30, Maddox 19, and halftime. You're tuned to WLEW Sports, your home for high school basketball.
Your number one Bad Axe Hatchet sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
When it comes to rebates and other so-called factory incentives, all authorized dealers for any given brand have the same tools to work with. But all dealerships are not equal in other ways. Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring created 18 jobs when the company opened its doors in October 2007. Like everyone else, they had a couple of loaner cars and free coffee and a few magazines in the service waiting room, but the service and collision shops were obsessed with quality work at fair prices. Out front, the sales team put together new and used car deals you wanted to brag about to your friends. Customer service and satisfaction kept getting better and better. Car sales increased 25%. Today, Moore Shoreline has 25 employees, 15 loaner cars, a tow truck, and free Wi-Fi to provide even more customer service and satisfaction. Of course, those things you've come to expect, such as free pickup and delivery, free loaners, and free lifetime warranties on collision work, are still standard at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring.
So when you go to a doctor, do you take the guy's advice in the waiting room? Or how about the DMV's stance on timeliness? So why should insurance be any different? It's completely normal not to understand every small detail of your policy. That's why we're here. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. I'd be happy to help you understand your policy and what it means. More importantly though, what coverage you need. Policies are not cookie cutter compatible. And if your policy has the word cut rate in it, we need to have a chat now. That's Clark Ramsey in the Elkton office of Farm Bureau Insurance. Call me today. Well, once the game is done.
In the beginning, there was nothing. Then the Big Bang. Then the first cell. Early cellular life quickly advanced until Thumb Cellular said, "Let there be everything."
Thumb Cellular presents the Everything Plan, all for one low monthly fee. Include your smartphone in this plan, and Thumb Cellular provides unlimited nationwide calling and texting and an unlimited 3G network internet connection on your smartphone, all for just $75 a month for the first smartphone and $45 a month for an additional smartphones added to your account. There is also an Everything Plan for non-smartphone users. It gives you unlimited nationwide calling, texting, and data for $60 for the first phone and $35 for an additional phone added to your account. So let your cellular life evolve to everything. Visit your nearest Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Terms and services apply. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all the monsters under her bed, and to support her in all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you